Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Smith. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nolan Ryan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Nolan Ryan. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jorgensen moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hans moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Hans moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nolan Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Popovich hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hans takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to third. Hundley moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shamsky moves to third. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nolan Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan bunts towards first. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ryan. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Ryan steals second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Popovich hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to second. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hans takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to third. Hundley moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Hickman scores. Hundley moves to third. Hans moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Herbel now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall is called out on strikes. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garrett moves to third. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards second. Beckert scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Jorgensen fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Jorgensen. Davis moves to third. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shamsky. Smith reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. It's 2 to nothing, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Popovich hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleo James now playing center field. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hundley hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hundley. The throw from Dyer and he is out, Foley applying the tag. One out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field. Jorgensen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jorgensen. Kessinger moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Singleton pinch hits for Ron Herbel. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with McGraw covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Williams now playing left field. Johnny Callison now playing right field. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Al Weiss pinch runs for Art Shamsky. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-3 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.